With us in the studio today is Tony Neal, one of the Santa Rosa firefighters who will be on hand for Friday's Winter Light Celebration. Tony, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for everything that you have done for us over the course of the last many weeks and way before that, too.
That's very kind. Thank you.
Mostly what I've come across when I've had, you know, the lucky opportunity to talk to a lot of firefighters over the past several weeks. And the common thread that I find is that it's not easy for you guys to get the kind of attention that you've gotten over the past many weeks. Would that be accurate?
That is an absolute 100% true statement. Absolutely.
You're used to doing your job. You expect yourself to perform your duties, and I know this is sort of obviously an unusual situation with an unusually enthusiastic response.
Yeah, the community has been amazing in their accolades and their appreciation, and every engine company, every truck company, when we go out in public, people are constantly, you know, wishing us well and thank you for the jobs we did. It is hard for us because We're happy to do the job. We love doing the job.
Yeah.
That's why we're firefighters. So,
and I know you understand by now that it's not as important for you to hear it as it is for us to be able to say it to you. You know what I mean? So it's really a gift that you give back.
Letting people gush. Yeah, we've tried to within ourselves kind of look at it that way and go, okay, this is helping everybody, right? So we're kind of
absolutely
as firefighters, we're still, you know, trying to wrap our head around what happened and for the community as well, because ultimately we want to help out and make sure we do the right things for the community. So,
and I hope you won't mind, Tony, if I mention the fact that that you are in what we call the club. You are among the people who lost their homes during the course of these fires. Yes,
that is true.
And you've got your two young sons here.
I do.
Although they're growing fast, I could just, you know, since the time they've walked in here, they've grown a couple of inches, I think. And so, you know, they look to be in pretty good shape and like they're ready for anything after that. How's the family doing?
You know, we're trying like everybody else every day. We have our good days and our bad days. My wife and I are very focused on just trying to make sure that our boys are okay with telling us if they're having a good day or a bad day. And
yeah,
if it's a bad day, we all work together on it. But there's 6,000 plus folks, you know, homes that were lost. And we're just trying to make it day by day like everybody else. The support has been absolutely...
I hope so.
Oh, my goodness. It's been amazing. It's to wrap your head around losing your home is one thing.
Yeah.
To just try to absorb the amount of compassion that the community has given to everybody. And just, it just seems like people are nicer everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's amazing. It truly is amazing.
So Tony is one of the folks who was out fighting our fires for us while he was losing his own home. And that to me is a very exclusive part of that very big club. And we're glad to have you here and glad to have you guys here. You look to be doing okay. You guys all right?
Yeah.
Okay. They look good. They look good. Good looking guys.
Thank you.
So Friday is going to be another opportunity for a lot of people to come up and say thank you, Tony,
yeah,
for everything that you and your brothers and sisters in the fire department have done for us. Winter lights. And I was thrilled to find out that Santa himself will be arriving on Friday in a fire truck.
Yep. Yeah, he'll be on top of the truck. So that's our 100-foot aerial.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're looking forward to seeing the guy in the red suit. That's for sure. And I think a lot of people are going to want to sit on Santa's lap this year and let him know exactly what's on their wish list. But it's, you know, another opportunity for our community to get together in one spot in Courthouse Square and be able to have that fellowship that's so important to all of us.
Right. It's like you said, I mean, to work with the Santa Rosa Metro Chamber.
Yeah.
They asked us, we usually have, you know, we usually help out with Santa. And this year what we're going to try to do is, you know, the green pickup, the old antique pickup on Highway 12.
Yes,
Ace,
I sure do.
Ace Hardware.
Yeah, okay. I sure do.
They're helping us out. They're going to bring their truck. So our goal is we want to fill the back of that truck with as many toys as we can.
Okay, that's an important part that we need to be telling people for Friday night.
So it's
Truck that looks kind of like the one from Bridges in Madison County.
Exactly.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood had a truck like that in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to fill that thing up. And again, so many kids lost their homes in our communities. So we want to make sure that we have more than enough to help out, because this year, I mean, with this event that just took place, we have a lot, thousands of extras that we need to help fill out.
That's for
Christmas.
Sure. We want to make sure that every kid, no matter the size, has a really excellent, most excellent Christmas this year. Okay, so are there any parameters that we need to know about in terms of what we can bring to put in the back of that truck?
Yeah, so we always ask for a new toy and unwrapped. It can be for a boy or a girl. We'll determine that when we're making our packages, so to speak. But yeah, bring a new toy. This is a free event.
Yes, it is.
So come on down. All we ask again is that it's a toy. We range from, we're usually really good with the infant stuff. We always have more than enough for infants. So I would say for boys and girls from 4 years up to 16 and 17 years old, a lot of times the teenagers, they kind of get missed in the mix, because they think, well, you know, the kids are taken care of at that age.
Yeah, but it's important. That age is important too. And when that sort of scenario comes up, I always have to go find a teenager and say, okay, what is it that you'd really like? Because I don't trust my own, you know, assumptions about this.
That's very true.
Well, that's a great, what if you get more toys than will fit in the back of that truck, which I think might happen.
That would be a great thing to figure out.
Yeah.
We'll have enough vehicles, personal vehicles, to make that happen. Absolutely. Yeah, we'll find a way for sure.
You know, it's another opportunity too, since, you know, you mentioned the Metro Chamber in Santa Rosa, another opportunity as you're going to purchase those toys to put in the truck, shop local, you know, go to your neighborhood toy store and pick something up, because, you know, reinvesting in that part of our community is essential to all of us moving forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I know the downtown merchants are certainly going to be opened up on Friday, and everybody will be open on Friday for business. Mm-hmm. So it's a great excuse, really, to go into one of the local shops and pick something out. Or maybe pick two or three things out for kids. And then who does all the wrapping of these presents, the organizing and stuff?
Well, we actually don't.
Your sons are saying, we'll help, we'll help.
Well, they help out. And Target.
That's putting the fox in charge of the hen house, right?
Yeah. One for me and two for you. We actually don't wrap anymore. And we used to, way back in the day. This program's been going on 30-plus years. We have so many kids that we help out. Normally, we help out between 4,500 to 5,000 kids a year.
Wow.
This year, we're expecting, obviously, so many more because of the devastating fires. With that, we just can't wrap every toy. So it's easier for us in our distribution that we call it, our warehouse. We basically get them from the schools, you know. The teachers help us out. They line them up within the students and then the classes. And we have firefighters that take those lists.
So do the kids come in then and pick out?
They don't.
Okay.
So our program is, we try to mainstream it. We have to have an organization, basically construction of it, if you will. So
right.
I mean, we run
right.
like a business.
Yeah.
We get the lists in from the teachers. We then pick out the toys. We all do this on our own time. So this is all volunteer basis.
Nice.
We have a great group of supporters and network folks like Secret Santa that helps us out. We have folks that are off-duty firefighters, their wives, like my boys, everybody else's kids. We come in, we pick a list. We go down the list. You know, maybe little Sally wants a doll and a coloring book and
so it's kind of like being Santa.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a good job.
And then we get the lots ready. We call the teachers and we get a program to get them back to the schools. And then from there, they hand them off to the parents.
That's very cool. Now, that has to be, you know, one of the most instantly gratifying things that you can do for the holidays. So
absolutely.
Certainly being a part of that effort.
Yeah, we're pretty fortunate that we've been able to do what we've been doing. The community, again, Target is one of the biggest helps for us. I mean, they're always there when we need them. The outlying areas donate toys, their time, facilities. It's really a joint effort. I mean, we could not do this without the community support.
And like you say, the community needs to put forth an even better effort this year, because there are a lot more kids in the same boat, in the same scenario this year. So yeah, I have a feeling you need to call the folks over at Ace Hardware and find out if that green pickup truck can carry a trailer, you know, just to make things easier on
right.
you. But what a great idea for Friday night. I'm going to be over there, and I'm going to be broadcasting from 5 to 7 here on KSRO. I'm really looking forward to it, not just because it's a great excuse for the community to come together. I really want to see what the reunified Courthouse Square looks like all lit up.
Right.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. The tree, of course, Santa, of course, all the festivities for kids and in the downtown area, and the merchants chiming in, too. And, of course, this great giveaway, and another great opportunity for us to say thank you to the firefighters and first responders who are the reason many of us are here to talk about it.
Well, we truly appreciate. Like I said, we're very fortunate to be in the position we're in to help folks out. And like you said, what better way than to start it off? Meet everybody. You can come on out, take pictures with Santa, take pictures
with the firefighters. Yep,
absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. And like you said, just have a great time. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a good night, and we're very thrilled to be a part of it over there. And it's just, you know, we got a good-looking community, and we have, seriously, the best hearts around.
Yeah.
And so I know that the community is going to be up to the challenge on Friday night, and I think the Christmas gifts are going to be overflowing that night, too.
That's very kind.
Tony, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate that. It's good to meet you. I'll be looking for you on Friday.
Thank you very much.
And guys, nice to meet you. And happy holidays to you. I hope you're just completely stuffed with turkey by tomorrow afternoon.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tony says they've never been this quiet in their lives. That is Santa Rosa firefighter Tony Neal and sons in the KSRO studio. And we will see them over in Courthouse Square Friday afternoon and evening for the Winter Lights Celebration.